Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch, and I'm here with...
Keegan.
And...
Natsuki! Hello, hello.
Hi, Natsuki.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Natsuki. Long time no see.
Long time no see. This is fun.
You were late today.
I was. I was, you know, because,
oh my
you
God,
know,
look at this, look at this.
Parking was full. The parking was full. I mean, the parking?
Yeah.
That I always park?
Yeah.
Was full. So I couldn't park. So I went to all the way around and I found
it. Yeah, I know, because I was walking here and you're like in your car. You're like, just wait a second. I'll be there soon. I was like, okay.
You're just driving around like three times.
Yeah, it's raining outside today. And then, you know, I didn't think, you know, that town is not so many people.
No. It's the other way around. When it's raining, everybody drives to work.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, first let's roll that intro. Now, Natsuki, you got into the studio. The very first thing you said to Keegan was, thank you for talking about...
Yes, you said about me, you know, you said about me, I was at the party and then I was screaming that I want to go to pee. And then you said to everyone,
yeah,
my secret. It wasn't...
Is that a secret? Is that really a secret?
No, it wasn't really a secret, but I didn't think that he... such a thing, you know, in front of the camera.
Sorry.
It's okay. That was fun. But, you know, while I was listening to
it was funny, though.
Yeah, I was listening to the podcast. I was eating miso soup.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he said, I want to go pee things, right? And I almost spit.
I almost spit out my miso soup.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Sorry for making you almost spit out your miso soup. But it was really funny watching, like...
Yeah, and I coughed. Like.
That is such a Japanese story you just said. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, if you missed the show, Keegan was on a couple episodes ago. He's going to be he's a new regular. He's going to be here every other week.
Oh.
Hopefully with Natsuki. We'll see how this works out.
Oh.
See, Natsuki learns I'll about our show by being on our show. That's how this works. Anyway, thank you guys for being here. We got a lot of news to cover today, and I'm going to start off the news with a kind of shitty story from my home university that I graduated from. A third victim of UNLV campus shooting identified by coroners. So if you guys missed the story about a couple days ago, a person who applied to be a professor at UNLV was rejected from that position and then went there and tried to just go on a mass shooting, as happens so often in the United States. It says the third victim to die in the shooting in UNLV's campus on Wednesday was identified as 69-year-old Naoko Takemaru of Las Vegas, according to the Clark County Coroner Office. Takemaru was an associate professor of Japanese studies. She also authored a book, Women in Language and Society of Japan, The Linguistic Roots of Bias, and wrote articles for journals. According to the UNLV biography, she oversaw the entire Japanese studies program and taught upper division courses on Japanese language, culture, and business. And while I didn't study directly with her, I was in the Japanese program when she was heading it in UNLV. And so she was a victim of the stupid plague that we have in America called gun violence. Did you see this on the news?
Yes, I did.
What did they talk about? Like, I want to know how they covered it in Japan.
I mean, no, I only read it on their online news. So yeah.
Just like basic information.
Yeah, basic information.
Yeah, I got a bunch of phone calls from people asking me, like, you know, there she is in the middle with the two other victims of the shooting. And a lot of people were asking me, like, you know, did you study under her? And I was like, no, not directly, but she was she was involved in the program when I was there. So it's just really sad. You know, I really hate talking about gun violence in America, because I think it's such a solvable problem.
Solvable problem, and it just keeps going.
Yeah, it's been going since Columbine. That happened. I think I was either a freshman or a sophomore in high school, and it just keeps fucking happening. And it's just like, when is this going to stop? It's just.
I mean, crazy. I grew up with it. It was like,
yeah, you guys.
I don't really remember what it was like before that. Like, that sucks.
Have you ever been to such kind of situation in your life?
I mean, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do at that time? I cannot imagine, you know.
That. You still just, like, sometimes, like, you hear, like, these big loud noises and you're like, oh, like, I'm still not used to, like, sometimes during the fireworks seasons and stuff in Japan, it's like, oh, okay. Like, somebody might be doing something stupid.
You know, I keep saying this, like, after my generation, basically, all the kids that grew up in America after me had to, like, deal with, like, Sandy Hook and all of those crazy things. And, you know, it's just it's just like, we're basically raising a generation and generation and generation of traumatized kids.
Yeah.
It's, like, really, really bad.
Well, and for me, too, when I was in high school, it was in, like, an area that was kind of plagued by gang violence. It was really not a good area. So like every time we would have some kind of disturbance in the local area, we were trained to get up against the wall, and then the teachers would close and shut the door and like stay away from all the windows and stuff. And sometimes we'd be like staying after school for like 2-3 hours to wait for and you hear like the police sirens going off all around the school and stuff. And, you know, sometimes you could hear the actual shots.
But the reason why I think that this keeps happening is that the people that don't care about this, mostly, you know, affluent, white, conservative voters, generally don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they're living in safer, upper-class neighborhoods where stuff like this just generally doesn't happen. Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
You know, like Parkland or like with Sandy Hook and things like that. But like for the most part, it doesn't happen to them. And so they don't have to worry about it.
But see, again, now it's starting to get to the point where it is affecting them.
Yeah, it's just out of control.
They're going to have to do something about it. Like, I mean, which is as fucked up as it is to say, it's like, yeah, you're going to have to do something about it now because it's
basically
starting to affect everybody.
Yeah, this is what's happening now is that a lot of PhDs and really, really smart people are choosing not to move to the United States to work like they used to because they think it's a very dangerous place. And so that needs to be changed. So off the just seeming like never going to end gun violence problem in America, let's talk about something that's happening in Japan. We're talking about bullying in schools, which seems to like just be ongoing and forever, never, ever changing. Mm-hmm. So recently a female student at an elementary school in Nara City was found to have been bullied and was identified as a serious situation. The child's homeroom teacher had returned a note implying suicide with a hanamaru. Can you explain what a hanamaru is?
Like flower shaped. You know, teach. First of all, we have to, you know, keep a diary every day while we were in.
For your homeroom teacher.
Yeah, homeroom teacher, and then we write about it, and then the homeroom teacher make a circle like good job.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? Like that's
so
it.
Like mm-hmm. So there's like circle for like an answer that you get correct, and then if you get the whole thing right, then they write this whole like circular like flower.
Right.
And so this female student, we have a video on this, but we have stills maybe of this. The girl basically was bullied and she was kicked in the legs and things like that. And then she wrote in one of her diary entries to the teacher that she was contemplating suicide. And the teacher wrote in English, you can do it, which doesn't mean like you can do suicide. It means like, you know, try your best, you know, try to get through this difficult situation. But as a Japanese speaker, Natsuki, when you hear this, what do you think?
I wonder what the homeroom teacher was trying to say. Maybe she or he, I don't know, wanted to say that you can get over the, you know, bullying. You can do it because you can like
get past this problem.
Yeah, get past this problem. But she didn't, or the teacher didn't mention it. Mm. So it's becoming a very big problem. So I want to ask the teacher, what you mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what I think happened is I think this teacher was just probably not prepared to deal with the situation. And then that was like his or her best attempt to try to make it better.
Yeah. Mm. It sounds like, you know, the teacher is kind of like, you know, tekito, like
you.
Yeah.
Basically
not
like
me.
You.
Like
basically like you.
I mean,
come on. You're the most tekito person I've ever met. Come on. You're the most
tekito. Let me speak.
Tekito means subtle. No.
There's not really a good way to directly translate it.
Not subtle. Suitable. It means like suitable. It means like if you have to get 70% to pass your homework assignment, you do just up to 70% and turn it in and get 70% and pass. That's tekito.
That's right.
Nothing past what you absolutely have to do.
Yeah, that's me. That's true.
That's
so,
me.
So I'm saying that the teacher was probably very busy.
Yeah.
And then he or she didn't even read the whole, you know, her diary. And then didn't realize or notice that the girl is having the problem.
She probably saw, but then why did he write, you can do it? We don't know the gender of the teacher, but I'm guessing he like wrote, you can do it. Why?
I mean, that's why I'm saying tekito. Because
wait, wasn't an English teacher who did it?
Or I don't know.
Why. We don't have the
details yet. Yeah, we don't even know why he said, you know, you can do it in English. That's right. Tekito, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty tech, though.
Yeah, he or she didn't take it seriously, and that's become a problem. Yeah,
but actually, what you just said right now probably makes most sense. It's like maybe he probably just like, I'm assuming it's a he, read her journal and was just like, oh, she seems like she's sad, and let me cheer her up and give her a flower, and you can do it.
That's right.
And then later on, like somebody actually read her journal, like for real, and realized that she's like talking about suicide, which he probably didn't even notice.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably just like skimmed over. I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're overworked and tired.
They're also not psychologists.
I mean, no, but they do need a little. I think they do need a little bit more training.
100%, I agree with that.
Speaking of the exact opposite of Take-Toe, Ohtani, probably the world's best, most biggest MVP. He agrees on a $700 million Dodgers deal. The two-time MVP Shohei Ohtani is signing with the Los Angeles Dodgers, he announced Saturday. The deal is for 10 years and $700 million U.S. dollars. So that is like, what is 1,000億万円って 何?
I don't know.
Because that's what that would be. Sure. It would be 1,000 million, 1,000 oku, whatever that is.
I'm not good at numbers.
Neither am I. Once it gets past like 100 oku, I'm like, I don't know. The deal is for 10 years. Wait, sorry, I already read that. The $700 million contract is the richest in MLB history, surpassing Mike Trout's 12-year, $426.5 million. He's got a 0.5. Look at how cute he is. Pax signed in 2019 and the richest in North America sports history, ahead of Kansas Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes' 10-year, $450 million deal.
Wow.
$700 million over 10 years. That's $70 million.
That's a lot of money.
How much money does he make one minute?
No. One game, it's like 1,000万円 for every game.
Wow.
Lord.
So it's like $700,000 or $800,000 or something like that. I don't know. They were doing the math in the comments for this. And it's just like, yeah. But the thing is because when he plays, people watch.
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
Japanese media keep saying that who is getting married with him.
He's going to marry his mom, right? Because every time he wins a game, they go, Tony, what are you going to do after the game? He's like, I'm going to have dinner with my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he says. He's so cute.
His mom is living in Japan,
I think,
maybe?
He's just visiting.
Okay.
Living in America? I don't know.
He's what, like 29 or something, too? He's
29? Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. He's built like a fucking truck, though. He's taller than me. He weighs probably twice as much as I do. Guy is super huge.
He's built like a truck, yeah.
Keegan, let's go to your story.
Right, so Prime Minister Kishida to offer free.
Speaking of money, you got a segue, bro.
Speaking of money, excuse me, I'm getting used to this thing. It's only my second podcast.
I'm kidding.
Kishida to offer free university tuition for families with 3+ children starting in 2025. So, in an effort to tackle the severe decline in birth rates, the Prime Minister is planning to offer free college tuition to families with 3 or more children starting from the 2025 academic year.
I should have one more baby then.
Yeah, you should.
Get on it.
Yeah, you should. Wait, can you? Are you still able to?
I'm not sure, but I'm still young. Maybe.
You are. Remember what was that word? What was that word we were talking about? Take-toe.
There you go.
What's the last year a woman can have a baby? I don't know. I'm not a woman.
Is there one? Is that a decided thing? Or
I think I looked this up once and there was like some Indian woman who had like a baby when she was like 50 or 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
So as long as they have eggs left, they can still have kids apparently.
I think my eggs are still left. But you know, I want my baby because free tuition, that's funny.
Look, it also costs a lot of money to raise 3 kids.
That's right,
too, right?
That's so right.
Does it like eventually, I mean, it's a nice thought.
You think your kids are going to college?
I think so. Why not?
Well, especially if it's free university tuition.
Yeah, but only the third kid, right? Not the first
second one. I think
one.
All 3 kids become.
All 3 kids.
I'm pretty sure. I think it is. Yeah, I think they get all free. And then also recently Tokyo. Yeah. So you should also move to Tokyo because Tokyo made high school free for all kids from 2025 or something like that. So yeah, so you could just go to Tokyo with your 3 kids.
Wait, Tokyo's free for all kids?
Yeah, for high school after I think 2025 or something like that.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
Is what they're saying. I don't know if they can afford it.
I don't know. What do you think? Is it going to work?
No, nothing's going to happen. You know, you know why this country doesn't have kids? They don't have kids, one, because everything's too expensive, and two, because everybody's always at work. So how the fuck are you going to have
kids?
Yeah,
everybody's exhausted, right?
Yeah, you get home and you just go to sleep. They don't even, like, you know. Right? God, you know.
Don't make me speak about that.
if I have to ask you, like, all right, Renazio, when was the last time? Are we talking days, weeks, months, or years?
Pastor's king.
He's not married.
Okay, I'm also not Japanese.
He's not married. And I don't work him that much. Come on. All right. Speaking of money, Japan survey finds idle otaku most active in spending money time on hobby. Mm. Of the 30.
After talking about baby, they're spending money on idols.
There we go.
That makes sense.
Of the 30 hobbies covered in the survey, it was estimated that manga was the most popular among otaku with 6.74 million fans across Japan. This is followed by anime with 6.57 million fans. Idols with 4.29 million, console games with 3.18 million, mobile games with 2.88 million, and PC games with 1.78 million. This is completely weird for an American. In America, PC games is so much higher. The largest number of respondents said that they spend between 10,000 and 50,000 yen, about $70 to $340 a year on otakatsu.
Otaku katsudo.
So katsudo is activities, and otaku is like nerds. So otakatsu is otaku game activities.
Pineapple pen.
by hobby, spending was highest among the fans of building PC or electronics, who spent about $1,000 a year on average, followed by idle friends who spent about $550 a year, and then also maid and cosplay services who spent about $430 a year.
With this country?
Nice. So it says, further analysis of the relationship between time and money spent on otaku activities showed that idle fans were the most active in spending both money and time. Mm-hmm. As much as 25.3% of idle otaku responded that they spent over 10 hours a week and more than 50,000 yen a year on their idols. About 30% of idol fans said that they spend more than 100,000 yen, approximately $680 per year, on activities, a higher percentage compared to otaku in other fields.
I used to love going to the idol concert, SMAP, right? And then I met somebody
Oh yeah, I forgot. You girls can be idol otaku too.
Yes, that's right.
Forgot. Arashi, SMAP.
Yeah.
I don't know any
other
one.
Snowman or...
Oh, definitely
Snowman.
Arashi. I've heard that one's a pretty
cool one. And then, you know, everybody followed the idols, you know, they go everywhere for the concert. Mm-hmm. And then they buy many stuffs, not even one, like, you know, they have like so many.
Yeah, they go, they get the pen, the light pen, they get the towel, all that other bullshit, every single show.
Yeah, and then they buy like double, you know what I mean? Two of them, like one for themselves and then one for just keeping, you know.
What do you think their apartments look like? That's got to be a scary thought.
Like, you know, collection room.
There's a Tokyo TV show that, like, it's kind of predatory, I'm not going to lie. They like wait around in the streets of Tokyo waiting for like drunk people to go home. And then they like approach them with their nice warm car. And they're like, we'll drive you home to your house if you let us come in and videotape your house.
I like that show.
It's great, isn't it? It's really good.
So. Right.
Is it okay if we like take you home or whatever?
That's a little fucked up.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up because every now and then you get some obviously completely drunk girl. And she's like, yeah, come into my house. And anyway, sometimes they'll have like an idol otaku girl, and it's just like, they usually have very clean houses, but it's just like shit everywhere. It's like, wow.
Well, I mean, you can look at it this way. It's like, it's better than them sleeping in some park in Shibuya somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, the TV show is not actually that predatory. They're actually really nice people. I'm just saying, it's just funny. Like, you get this like rare window into the lives of like people who like zombies in the middle of the night in Tokyo. That's great.
Yeah,
they've never approached me, not yet, but maybe it'll happen.
Would you accept that?
What would I say? Come back to my business hotel,
or maybe, you know, if they can, you know, ask you in Kagoshima.
I live in the place that I drink. It's the same place. I just get in an elevator. I don't need to drive home.
That's right.
You could show them your beer fridge.
That's right.
That's not a beer. It's a freezer for beer mugs.
Mug thing. Yeah.
It's filled with turkeys right now.
Turkeys can fit?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, two of them in your fridge, right?
I have a big freezer.
Okay.
It's for all the dead bodies. Continuing talking about money. Wait, and then we'll finish off money. Average budget for kids' Christmas gifts in Japan declines for fourth year in a row. That's it. High prices are putting a winter chill on spending in Christmas gifts for children in Japan. The average budget for packages under the tree for the wee ones has declined for the fourth consecutive year to 7,718 yen, about $52, down from 243 yen from 2022. Bandai has run the survey every year since 1995. This year's edition was conducted via the internet in early November, and responses were received from 600 people in their 20s to 50s with children aged between 3 and 12. So how much are you going to spend on each one of your children for Christmas this year? Go.
7,000 and 4,000. You know, the oldest kid, 7,000, and the second one, 4,000.
Why did you, why?
It's just because that's what they want to, you know what I mean? It's
That's what they want.
What they want.
They're not asking for like iPads or anything.
No. Like, you know, some toy and
so the older one. What does she want?
Oh, she want. I forgot the name. It's like a bread shaped rabbit.
Do you even love your children?
I do. What are you talking about?
You don't even know what they want for children.
No.
What do they want for Christmas? I don't know.
I forgot the name of the toy, but you know, it's a toy made of like, you know, bread-shaped rabbit, and then, you know, kids do some Nintendo clay and then put it in the, you know, oven toy, and it comes out. When it comes out, it becomes rabbit.
I'm just going to go with it, okay?
it costs 7,000 yen. What was the name of the toy? Bambina?
I feel like the more you explain it, the more confusing it gets.
All right, so let's just...
And the youngest one, she wants the Anpanman toy.
Of course, Anpanman.
Yeah, of course, Anpanman. Everybody loves Anpanman. Yeah.
All right. Can you segue?
Right. Segueing from Anpanman, okay, which is dual nationality. Court rules Japan's dual nationality ban constitutional.
Yeah. Again, sorry. The title should say again.
Again. This is dumb. So I'm also a dual, like, citizen. Nationality holder. Yeah, I'm a dual citizen. I have Canadian and American citizenship.
Are you?
Yeah. I've got both Canadian passport and the American one.
And it's legal, dude.
And it's legal. Well, I mean, America, it's kind of a gray area, but it's technically legal. There's nothing saying against it. But, like, I don't know. Like, Korea just... They just completely rebounded. They used to be just the same way as Japan and China, with it, where they were completely against having two nationalities. They just overturned it like in a day.
Basically.
And like, I don't know why Japan can't get over its shit and just allow it to happen. Like, it's just such a pain in the ass to...
This is what I think the long-term effects of this is. I think that a lot of people from Japan travel abroad when they're in their younger years. And then when they're in there close to getting retired, or maybe they're like going to do like their second inning or whatever it would be, like where they retire from their main job and then they start a second, like, kind of half retirement job, they would probably want to do that in Japan. But because they have to, so many of them have to give up their citizenship to go work abroad.
Yeah.
They just never end up coming back. And so you have this opportunity to repatriate a bunch of money and know-how and just, well, population.
Right.
And I think they're just missing out on that completely. And it's just stupid.
What age do they have to decide by now?
20.
It used to be 20. I thought it was 20. 18
your
now.
Your fucking brain isn't even formed until you're 24 or something like that.
Like, half the people who, like, were either born in the U.S., like, they're Japanese, or they were born in the U.S. or some other country, or they're, like, half. Like... Most of them have spent their entire lives in Japan anyway. They don't really know anything else. Like,
well, so it's just, I don't see the benefit to restricting somebody's nationality like that. I see only negatives.
Yeah.
And that's why if you look at Europe, they're like, yeah, whatever. Just travel, have fun, you know, and that's so much better, I think.
Well, Canada has no issues. When I went back to the U.S. one time after using my Canadian passport, I got in trouble there for having a Canadian passport.
Yeah, you got to be careful about how you do that.
You got to be careful. There's a lot of gray area with it, but like, in and of itself, it's fine.
I personally have no idea how any of that works, because I'm a green card here and a U.S. citizen. And all I know about being a U.S. citizen is that the countries that like America, it's really easy to immigrate there. And all the countries that don't like America, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's where the Canadian passport comes in handy.
Yes,
like,
it is. Yeah.
Canada, no one, just except for India now. What's going on with that? India and Canada is like not friends anymore.
It's because like a bunch of people came on fake student visas from India to Canada, and then like that just segment.
Also there's a recent killing of whatever, and then,
and that,
you know, Trudeau,
too, yeah.
Trudeau.
Yeah, and it's just,
if your children had dual citizenship, let's say that they had Canadian and American citizenship, and then they turned 20, would you say get rid of your Canadian citizen and become Japanese, or you say the other way around, like, fuck Japan, go to Canada?
It depends on the situation and just ask them what they want to do, you know?
If they said, I want to give up my Japanese citizenship and be a Canadian, would you say okay?
Yeah, I might say okay.
You're like, mom's going to come live with you.
Sounds like fun.
What do you think? Why does Japan not offer dual citizenship?
I'm not sure. We like to keep our people inside. That, like, you know what I mean?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? What do you think?
No, it's nationality, you know.
But it's not working, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not doing a very good
anymore.
Job.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Yeah,
not
I mean, anymore. That's why population is, you know, getting...
She's like, they're on to us. Getting your next story.
Yeah, right. Speaking of slightly crappy policies, police arrest Japan taxi driver after running over pigeon.
Oh, so apparently this is so good.
This taxi driver deliberately drove into a big flock of pigeons, killed one, and was saying that he was angry because the birds were on the road, and the road is for humans.
So basically this dude, he's sitting at a stoplight and there's a bunch of pigeons in front of him, and he slams on the gas when it turns green and plows through them on purpose. And a bystander woman saw him do this and called the police, and then he got arrested. Because in Japan, you're not allowed to, like, meaningless kill animals for any reason. You don't know this?
I mean, I saw a truck run over a pigeon, and then I heard the sound of exploding the pigeon.
Oh.
Yeah, I was listening to your story, and I was trying to remember that situation in my head. And then the truck driver, I didn't call the police, and then the truck driver, you know, went to somewhere. But I was just surprised, you know. He got arrested, you know.
Oh my
god.
Because
pigeon is there and they didn't move.
What? Yeah, you keep saying you know, and I'm just going to keep saying okay, but I don't think I've ever seen this before. Keegan, yes, sorry.
I mean, like, I could definitely see some old Oji-san taxi driver's like, god damn pigeons, get in my goddamn way.
Or maybe he just thought they're going to run away, you know? I mean,
no, he wanted to kill him. He said, because every time you Japanese people get arrested, you're like the villains in Scooby-Doo. It's like, immediately they like catch you and they're like, yes, I did all these things. Let me list them for you. And then then you go to jail.
Let me list my whole rake sheet.
He said he wanted to kill the damn pigeon. He's like, aww. I'm glad I killed it. Fuck it. The streets are for people, not for pigeons.
He wanted to go to the jail.
He wanted some company.
He wanted some, you know, free meal.
Apparently, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently in Japanese jail, they make you sit in seiza in a cold tatami room, like for like 10 hours a day, doing nothing.
No tatami room anymore, right? It's all the style. Maybe it's concrete now. No.
Well, man, that just sounds like being a Kagoshima City ALT. Just sit in the same building.
Shots fired, everybody. Shots fired. Speaking of animals, dog owners have 40% less dementia risk, while cats have little impact, because fuck those cats. Elderly people who own dogs had a 40% lower risk of developing dementia compared to those who did not, while keeping cats had only a marginal effect. According to research from the Tokyo Metropolitan Institute for Geriatrics and Gender. Where is they have this institute? The study included 11,194 people aged between 65 and 84 who cooperated in an
epidemiology.
There you go. Epidemiological. That word.
Survey
conducted by the Tokyo Metropolitan Government and the team of researchers examined the percentage of people who developed dementia between 2016 and 2020. The odds ratio, which indicates the risk of developing disease, was calculated as 0.6 for dog owners and 0.98 for cat owners, compared to 1 for those who did not own dog or cats. So lower is better in this case. Cool. So cats don't help you in your dementia. Fuck cats.
I mean, they don't help you for anything.
I love cats on Instagram and on TikTok. They're great. I don't like owning. Like the other day, like 3-4 days ago, I walked into the school and I could immediately smell like cat spray. And I was like, what the fuck is this smell? And I like go over to Yuki. They go, Yuki, why the fuck does it smell like
Yuki,
cat
did you
in
spray
here?
Spraying again?
No, and he's just like, I don't know. And I walk into the teacher's room, and there's some blanket in a bag, and I'm just like, this smells like cat. And I'm just like, oh, dude, I can't deal. I used to live with somebody who had cats and they were terrible.
Well, I mean, whose blanket was it?
You're curious now.
Yeah, I'm curious.
It was Kyoka. She bought it at a furugi-san, like a used clothes place.
Yeah.
Apparently they didn't wash it.
Oh.
Some people, this doesn't bother some people, like the smell of cat.
Ow.
It fucking gets to me. It's like,
I mean,
horrible.
I had cats growing up and it's horrible. That's the reason why it's terrible.
Yeah, maybe the cats, you know, pee on it. That's why it smells.
Cats piss and spray on everything.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I like them on Instagram and TikTok. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a cat hater. I just don't want to live with them.
I love cats, but they are nasty.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Anyway, speaking of developing dementia at an early age, Tokyo's Shibuya district bans public drinking on New Year's Eve. Cancels countdown celebration.
Shibuya is no fun for us anymore.
Yeah, I know.
No. They're like, fuck you guys. We're not going to have fun in Shibuya anymore. Get the hell out of here. What's going on
with
this?
What is this? Like, it's just a whole, like, kind of all of a sudden sort of thing.
You know what it is? I think what it is the pandemic happened for 3 years, right? And then they're just like, oh, wait, we don't have to deal with anything if we don't have events. So let's never, ever have events ever again. So you're no longer fun, Shibuya.
It's just like, it's boring.
Yeah, yeah. No Halloween, no more New Year's.
So Osaka, pay attention, listen up. It's your time to shine, my friend. You guys can get in here. There's a vacuum of power.
Yep, there is a vacuum of power.
You
hurry
up. Slip right in there and get right in there with all the party people. You know you want to. You guys basically are these people anyway.
We're looking at you, Osaka.
It's your fucking chance. It's just like, remember back in the day when the capital of Japan used to be in Osaka?
No, Kathy. Well,
in Kansai.
Kyoto, yeah.
Kansai, whatever.
There's a new drinking power.
Yeah, you can be the capital of drinking Japan. You can do it, Osaka.
I was already voting for it before that happened. Tokyo's kind of boring to drink in. Osaka is wild.
Yeah, fucking Tokyo closes at midnight.
Osaka's like, we're just
going
to keep going.
Osaka will give you a bowl of ramen at 5:30 in the morning when you're going home. That's how fucking awesome Osaka is.
And they'll do
Osaka
it with
is.
A smile on their face.
Yes. The Kansai bed. Let's take the capital back. Let's do it, Osaka.
I mean, you can't understand a damn thing they're saying, but like...
I understand everything they're saying, but there's so many fucking times.
Fair enough. Power to exposure. I can't understand a damn thing they say, but it's with a smile on their face. And that's all that matters.
The rest of the stories are yours, Keegan. You got to pick the order.
Yep. We got one more.
All right.
Universal Studios reveals Nintendo Donkey Kong Country expansion details opening season.
Okay, Osaka gang.
A video.
Yeah, Osaka gang.
Thank you. Speaking of Osaka... Get ready to ride in an interactive Minecraft coaster and shop at Funky Kong store. Who the hell is Funky Kong?
I don't know.
Funky Kong.
We have an associated video
Funky
with this.
Kong.
Let's
a
watch
friend
the video.
Of Donkey Kong?
There
Let's
we
see
go.
We got Funky Kong here.
So this is a 3D rendering of what it's supposed to look like when it's done, but this is basically what it's going to look like. And it looks fucking awesome. This reminds me of the Mario movie, which was really good.
That's right.
Yeah, Mario movie was really good. Where's Funky Kong?
I don't know.
The little one?
No, the little one's
That's
Diddy.
That's Diddy Kong.
Hey guys, Nintendo World coming 2024.
Coming soon.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all the reason to go back to Osaka again. Hey
yeah,
guys,
absolutely. There's always a reason to go back to Osaka.
Speaking of movies, since we got a little time, we got through the news. Hey everybody, high fives all around. We got through the news. I went to go see Godzilla Minus One.
How was it?
It was fucking amazing.
Oh.
About
the story.
What's the plot?
Let's just go over the entire plot right here on the show.
Spoiler alert.
Let's get shut down. So I'm not going to tell you the plot, but I will say this. Out of all of the Godzilla movies that I've seen as an adult, and the American ones, they don't count. I'd say this is probably the best one I've ever seen as an adult.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The opening scene takes strong inspiration from the T-Rex scene from Jurassic Park 1. The rest of the movie is well-paced. It's got good action. The characters are unbelievably well-acted. The second and third third and fourth act is a little bit slower paced than I wanted it to be, but overall it was a really, really good movie. The action was really, really good. There's parts of the movie where like Godzilla is just horrifying, which is hard to do that anymore. Like these days, like Godzilla's just kind of funny, but there's generally times like where my palms are getting sweaty from the movie.
Really?
It's just really, really good. And it was made with a budget of only $50 million, which is like a third or a fourth the cost of an average movie these days. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Good story.
Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah. Very good story.
Is Godzilla good person? No, he's not a person.
First of all, he's not a person.
First of all, it's not the person. It's a monster. It's Godzilla.
It's called,
monster.
A, called a kaiju.
Kaiju.
It's a Japanese word meaning monster.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. It's no matter what he is, he's not getting dual citizenship. So.
No, he's not. He's a citizen of Shibuya. He's got residency in Shibuya.
He's got residency.
Yeah, he's got official
citizenship.
Probably. And I think it's a not considered he or she. Although Showa Godzilla was a girl, I think, because there's a baby Godzilla.
One of them has boobs, right? That Godzilla has boobs.
Let's keep going down. That's
wait, what?
Have you ever seen Godzilla have boobs? No, the women version of Godzilla.
If I Google Godzilla boobs,
wait yeah, a minute. Please, I think.
All right, this is a little. All right, we're getting into
Godzilla
dangerous
mommy,
territory
Godzilla
here.
Mommy?
This is kind of like the root of the internet that you don't want to explore too much.
All right, we're doing this on non incognito mode. So let's see what happens. Godzilla boobs.
Oh my.
There's stuff, but none of it is what you're probably talking about.
No.
Yeah.
You're talking
mommy
about
mommy Godzilla.
Mommy Godzilla. What's baby Godzilla look
yeah,
like?
Baby is that
like a
Godzilla.
Little larva.
So baby Godzilla has a name. I always forget his fucking name.
Minimo. No.
No.
Minimal.
I'm not seeing your Godzilla boobs. I'm seeing a lot of Godzilla with boobs, but I'm not seeing what probably you're talking about.
What kind of podcast am I on?
One with Godzilla and
maybe
boobs.
I misunderstood.
Well,
misunderstood with, you know, Ultraman mom.
Yeah,
know?
Those are
well,
so
Ultraman's
similar.
Kind of like a human, so okay. That would kind of make more sense.
Okay. Female kaiju. Let's see if we can find something here. Still nothing with boobs.
Okay, so my just in my imagination then.
I don't know. I mean, that seems like a very specific thing to imagine, my friend.
There's no coincidences.
I got nothing, but I can Google a cuter thing, baby Godzilla.
Right.
So he's got a name. His name is Godzilla Jr., but he's also got a Japanese name.
Minimo. No.
No. It's Gojira Junior.
Gojira Junior.
A chibi Gojira. Chibi Gojira.
Is it Chibi Gojira? Yeah. Anyway,
he just looks like a mascot to like.
See, he's so cute. Look at him. He's so cute. He's so cute.
See, so little boobs right here.
You're just no.
Natsuki, are you okay?
No. I think so.
Are you okay?
Okay, back to the movie then.
It was really good. Now okay. this story continues.
Oh, so it's continue.
No.
It's the coming soon. I mean the second one. No.
The movie finished. And I'm not going to talk about the plot for the movie other than that. Okay. So, oite, the movie, okay? Then I was like in my house and I have my brand new giant OLED TV, which is amazing. Thanks to the fan.
Me too.
Did you send
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I got it. It's awesome, so man. Good. It's so cool.
So good.
No, my TV is just like that size. You know.
Are you shitting on our studio TV? It's not even a TV. It's a monitor.
Monitor.
I mean, come on, man. We're used to the high life now. So, I mean.
Now, listen. Okay. So I have Apple TV, which has really, really good HDR and, you know, high bit rate and everything. I was like, what can I watch to like test out, you know, my TV? And then it like came up, it's like Monarch, which is like the American Godzilla universe's TV show with Godzilla and shit. It's a TV show.
With Godzilla and shit.
And I was just like, what the fuck? And I decided to play it. And I was just like, and it's got Kurt Russell. Just like crazy. Anyway, so I put it on. And all the actors in this show were speaking perfect fucking Japanese. And I'm sitting there and I was like, are these motherfuckers Japanese or American? Because they're speaking English and Japanese. And I was like, and I looked them up and they like to make this show, they sucked up all the bilingual actors there are in the whole world. And so, yeah, they're like, they're all speaking perfect English and perfect Japanese. I was just like, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, I feel like in the future, we need more movies like that.
That have like actual speakers.
That have
of the
actual
language.
Speakers of both. There,
in that show, there's a token character. I'm not gonna point fingers, but if you watch the show, you'll know who the token character is. And when this character speaks Japanese, it's cringe. It's cringe. I'm like, oh god, it's fine. Anyway, but yeah, that's all. Just wanted to say, Godzilla's awesome.
I want to watch it.
You should. I told my friends back home to watch it, and they're all like, it was awesome. So yeah.
Japanese, I mean English subtitles.
It just got released in America, I think, this weekend.
Already?
Or something?
Already?
That has
pretty
the
soon.
English subtitles. But when I watched it at 9:30 a.m. with Ricky in full Japanese. And it was everything about it was totally fine, except for one part where they got into a super, like, made-up scientific explanation of something. And I was like, I don't know some of these words. And that was it. But other than that, it was really good. I liked it.
I'm not sure if I can understand that too.
It's okay. Okay. Just watch it.
Okay.
Big monster, break stuff. It's fun. but one thing, my only criticism about the movie is that the story for it is super fucking anime.
Oh, is it?
That's the old, like, also, if somebody gets injured, they do it in the super Japanese drama way, where when they're in the hospital, they always have, for whatever fucking reason, a bandage comically going around their head like this.
Yeah, it's because the background of the movie is like old, like long time ago, right?
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying it's so fucking funny. Oh. It takes me out of it a little bit. That's all. Other than that. Yeah.
Natsuki, have you ever had a bandage on your head like this?
No, but back in like 1945, maybe people were doing it. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, the recreation of the old post-war Japan was really, really good. Mm. They did a great job with that. And for only $50 million, I thought they did a fucking really good job.
Awesome.
But yeah, it was a good movie. All right, Natsuki, you got to go and like,
what time
go,
is it now?
You got to go work. It's almost 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
You got to go to work. No, you can't leave. You gotta wait to the end.
Bye-bye.
Keegan, do you see what we're working with here? Do you see this?
Bye-bye.
All right, Natsuki. All right, guys, it's been our show today. Links to all of the articles that we mentioned in the show will be in the video description. Also, a link to our Patreon is also there. I got one of the most heartfelt human messages from one of our patrons the other day. Because we have our Discord server where we release the private videos for our patrons, where we get a little bit more in detail about our personal life and things like that. And I just want to give a shout out to that patron. You know who you are. Thanks for reaching out to me and being concerned. But yeah, I'm good. And we will see you guys next week. We'll probably have Marie for debut and Ricky.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, Marie hasn't been on yet.
She was supposed to be on, but then some shit happened. And so we're going to get her on maybe next week. But no promises, but hopefully. All right, guys. All right, see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening, and a special thank you to our Patreon sponsors, Jan Myler, Jen, Justin Perkins, Ellen, Dennis B., Ellen Mary, Clayton Jung, a.k.a. Back in the Clay YouTube, Corey Smith, and Joshua. We appreciate all of your support. Thank you.